This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just into us this morning, the economy grew at a pace of 2.9% from October through December, despite pressure from high rates and fear of a coming recession. That word's just into us from the government. Ukraine says it shot down many of the Russian missiles and exploding drones that flew into parts of Ukraine this morning. One person killed in Kyiv, the capital, says the mayor. This new Russian attack comes a day after the U.S. and Germany announced they are sending tanks to Ukraine to help it fight Russia. The AP's Karen Shamas with Moscow's reaction.
The Kremlin has previously warned that such tank deliveries would be a dangerous escalation of the conflict in Ukraine. It also strongly denounced the significant move by Germany and the United States to send the heavy weaponry to its enemy. But it insists the new armor won't stop Russia from achieving its goals in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the potential of the tanks in the fight against Russia were clearly exaggerated and that they will burn just like any others. Peskov also warned the West not to get too involved in the conflict. I'm Karen Chamas.
The latest now on the investigation into Saturday's dance hall shooting in California and the gunman who killed 11 people before killing himself, say authorities. The AP's Donna Warder.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says the 72-year-old suspect had no known connection to the victims, and investigators believe he had not frequented the dance studio in the last 5 years. At a Wednesday news conference carried by KABC, Luna said investigators did locate a motorcycle a block from the crime scene that was registered to Who Can Tran.
Investigators believe it was placed there by the suspect as an alternative getaway vehicle.
I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. Boeing will be in court today.
The Boeing company returns to court on a criminal charge over Boeing 737 MAX jets. Up to a dozen relatives of some of the 346 victims of two Boeing 737 MAX jet crashes are expected to testify about the loss of their loved ones when they come face-to-face with representatives in a Fort Worth, Texas courtroom. It's a case the company had thought it had settled with the Justice Department 2 years ago for $2.5 billion. In October, District Judge Reed O'Connor ruled that the plaintiffs were crime victims and that the DOJ violated a victim's rights law by not telling families about secret negotiations. Boeing blamed two former employees for misleading the FAA about problems with an automated flight control system. Lawyers for the families accused Boeing of committing the deadliest corporate crime in U.S. history. The Justice Department has said without the settlement, the government would lose its ability to ensure that Boeing follows through with reforms. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.